we must count down the top moments of the week. The week that was on the K92 Morning Thing. The longest week ever.
The longest I've ever experienced.
Since the last longest week ever.
Correct.
And next week will be the longest week ever.
It's going to up its game. Yep.
Yeah. But eventually it won't be. Boy, I tell you what.
At some point.
When it's not the longest week ever, you got to think that week's just going to be like lightning.
It's going for like a day.
Uh-huh. Because every single one of these days feels like a year.
Yes. I've aged so much.
Yeah. But you know what? There are still moments here on the thing. Antoine's like, man, he's like, I got osteoporosis now. My bones are aching.
I need some
calcium.
Oh, no.
I know, really. Give this man a bone diva.
Your bones hurt.
His bones hurt. Top moments of the week, we count them down here on the K92 Morning Thing. Monica made a very bold statement early in the week that I completely agree with because she does not believe that there is a human alive that actually enjoys a picnic.
I don't think that it's actually relaxing and that people enjoy having picnics and laying in the grass.
Yes, I'm with you. Like, picnics are terrible.
I've seen people sitting in the grass. I think that's stupid. Like, you don't really enjoy that with ants in your butt crack. I mean, come on. That can't be fun.
Well, you know, in hindsight, you had a lot of butt crack related.
She was very butt focused this week.
You were very butt focused this week.
Well, I think because my son is very butt-focused on scratching his butt this week. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, he takes a shower. Like, I make sure he takes a shower every day. Like, he still does. So I'm like, what are you doing? Uh-huh. Are you bored?
You know, I should point out that you are not alone if your kids are driving you insane because Kim Kardashian about lost it with her kid yesterday. Did you see that video? Did you see her going freaking out? Okay, here, let me find it for you because it's hilarious. Because she's trying to do some kind of... tutorial.
So she's contouring.
Yeah, she's doing like one of her makeup tutorials, and North will not leave her alone, and it's driving her crazy.
This is like my travel kit in here in this guest room.
Here comes North.
What, sweetie? Okay, Northy.
Can I wash my hands?
Can you do it in the other room? I'm in the middle of something. I'm hiding in the guest room, you guys. I'm hiding in the guest room because my kids will not leave me alone.
Hey, that's me.
North, can I please just do my little tutorial? It's all I want to do is one little fun thing for myself.
She's losing it. I just want you one little fun thing for myself.
Go sit down.
So that's you. Is your boy's doing this to you too?
Oh, yeah. Well, Hendrix yesterday, he was trying to test me, but he said he finished breakfast and he said, what are we going to eat? I'm like, you don't even. Like, he had just stepped down from the table and said,
The next thing. My kids are the same way. Or, you know, my son pulled this garbage. Because you know what? You're on your own, man. When you want lunch, you tell me. Yes. I am not a restaurant. I'm not a server. Boy, I sound terrible right now when I say these things.
Mm-mm.
So I just never recalled him actually eating lunch yesterday, which apparently he didn't because it was about 4:30 and he goes, I never ate lunch. I'm like, well, good for you. It's dinner time now. Congratulations. It's called dieting. Enjoy.
You moved on.
Antoine made a very strong statement earlier this week that got a lot of people mad. They did not like your judgment that you were passing on the shopping cart, or as they like to call it, the buggy.
When you go to the grocery store and you get that metal device with the wheels on the bottom and the handle, you have a shopping cart.
Yes, you do.
You do not have a buggy.
I'll agree with that.
Unless there is a horse or some animal attached to the front of it, you have a shopping cart.
Let me get that buggy.
It is not a buggy, Cinderella.
Where's my buggy?
And I'm surprised it's not a buggy for you, because you grew up in Chatham, and that seems like buggy town to me.
And just because they call it that doesn't mean that I call it that.
That's true.
I read a book.
Yeah. I mean, oh, look at you. Savage to your own town. Look at you trashing Chatham.
I'm not trashing Chatham.
Chatham's own Antoine Terrell. No. Talking smack like he's the only man that ever read a book that grew up in Chatham. Don't your mama hear you do that.
She's asleep right now.
We'll save this. We'll put it on the podcast for later on. I guess it's true. I mean, I grew up in Boston. I was like, you don't have a Boston accent. I said, I know, because it sounds bad. I don't want
to. See?
It. Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Look at you making fun of Mark Wahlberg.
That's fine. He can come down here. He can still beat me up and in a push-up contest. So speaking of butt-related content, it did not stop with ants in your butt in Monica's land. It continued with the journey of the butt crumb.
Hendrix, he said, I want a snack. I'm hungry. Because, you know, every second people are hungry. Someone's hungry. And I said, nope. I said, you're just going to have to eat butt crumbs. He said, no.
Wait a minute.
Real food.
No, Monty, don't you make him do that.
Butt crumbs. Can I just ask on behalf of everybody, what's a butt crumb?
I told him, I said, you walk around scratching your butt, you got to eat your butt crumbs if you do that. So
I want you to turn your microphone off. I want you to put yourself in timeout for 4 minutes.
I thought maybe this was a term I didn't understand. Like, you know, the butt of the bread and just the crumbs
in the
bag.
The crumbs
you gotta go eat the butt crumbs. No, she means actual butt crumbs. No. Okay, fair enough.
No, that's exactly what it was.
My goodness. It was like the first time I heard it just now. Good gracious, Monica.
Now, I guess the one question worth asking is, do we believe that this would build up your immunity to the Rona?
I would rather not think about this.
Oh, goodness.
Like little chocolate chips. Oh, man. It's so disgusting.
Ooh. Hey. Yeah.
Monica's the one who brought it up. I'd like to point that out. So if anybody wants to get mad at us, it was the lady on the show who introduced us to the butt crumbs here in the top moments of the week.